This is Local Views of the News, second time in 2010. Time to talk about some local things again. Years ago, when Local Views was all about local stories, almost all of it was the endless tug of war between preservation slash environment and development. Local government still isn't running with consensus, far from it, but the development wars are pretty quiet now. When the money isn't moving and it's tough just to sell a house, even the hardcore pave it and build it types aren't building anything. Ironically, the environment types fade into the background in such times. In the absence of threats, they let their defenses down, and most of the people in charge now are people who likely would welcome a resurgence of an old-fashioned growth-based economy. A story that probably was a lot more important than it looked was the scheme by the County Board of Supervisors to eliminate the elected position of County Treasurer Tax Collector and hand that department over to the office of the County Auditor Controller, also elected. The treasurer is responsible for taking care of the county's money, in part by investing some of it, while the auditor is responsible for, well, auditing, making sure that everything coming in gets counted and everything going out goes to the right places. So this proposal was that the person who collects the money, invests it, and moves it around should be the same person who's responsible for independently auditing those transactions. Remarkably, when the board put this idea up for discussion at a public meeting, no one showed up to talk about it, pro or con. Nevertheless, the board abruptly dropped the idea this week. Instead, current county auditor Marcia Salter gets both jobs only for the next year. That's because longtime treasurer Chris Dabas decided to resign a year before the end of her current term. Before she made that decision, she was talking about retiring to run for a seat on the Board of Supervisors and doing it without accepting any campaign contributions, just as she's done in each run for treasurer. Now she says she's not running for supervisor, and she said nothing about the board's flirtation with eliminating her job immediately upon her resignation. That's fishy because she enjoys a glowing reputation with the voters, which wasn't developed by keeping quiet. In what may be a related story, which we mentioned a few weeks ago, the local Republican Central Committee made a show of putting up its own candidate to challenge incumbent county clerk Greg Diaz. Partisan politics pollutes the county clerk's office because that's where we select the contractor for electronic voting equipment. The two companies which used to compete for most of those contracts now have merged to form a virtual nationwide monopoly. Separately and together, they contribute big money to Republican candidates. In at least one state, appropriately Florida, the Attorney General is investigating the merger for violations of antitrust laws. Now we'll see if the local Republicans become just as interested in electing a new county treasurer. State and national elections also will be upon us this year. Historically, the president's party loses some ground in these off-year elections. How much the Democrats lose will be a measure of the political capital President O has lost by repeatedly selling out his most progressive supporters. Working in his favor is a Republican Party that can't figure out if it has something relevant to say or if it might as well just run a Sarah Palin-Glenn Beck ticket in the next presidential race. Ah, Sarah Palin. Political comedians everywhere started shopping for new clothes and cars with the announcement this week that Palin has signed on as a commentator with Fox, the People magazine of broadcast journalism. She said, characteristically, "It's wonderful to be part of a place that so values fair and balanced news." You can't make up stuff like that. I can't wait to hear her views on cap and trade. That's it for Local Views this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you again that this commentary often caps but seldom trades on behalf of KVMR, its management staff or contributors. Email mark@kaloki.com.